Filmmaker Sean Baker has mostly made what Hollywood calls micro-budget movies. 2 years ago, for instance, he shot his award-winning comedy Tangerine entirely on an iPhone. What could Baker do if given a bigger budget? His new movie, The Florida Project, answers that question, and critic Bob Mondello seems to like the answer.
Welcome to Orlando, home to Disney World and to a less magical kingdom. A strip of low-rent motels in which a six-year-old named Mooney and her buddies Scooty and Jancy happily run wild, really wild, without benefit of Mickey, Goofy, and other theme park mascots, because who needs attractions when you have sunshine, pals, and all the time in the world? This sun-baked, off-ramp wasteland boasts brightly colored motels with knockoff Mouse House names like Futureland Inn and Magic Castle. Built decades ago for budget-minded tourists, they're now filled with itinerant families who pay $35 a night to live in purple stuccoed splendor and torment resident managers like Bobby, who's played by Willem Dafoe.
It's only the second week of the summer and there's already been a dead fish in the pool.
That wasn't my idea.
And water balloons thrown at tourists?
They didn't tip us.
Are you serious?
No.
Oh, my God, this is unacceptable. I failed as a mother, Mooney. You've disgraced me.
Harley?
Yeah, Mom, you're disgraced.
Mooney's mom, Haley, hair streaked green and not a lot more mature than her daughter, actually is kind of a disgrace where mothering is concerned. Played by Bria Van Eight, she's irresponsible in ways perfectly calibrated to annoy Defoe's long-suffering manager, who's busy dealing with everything from surprise inspections to wayward egrets and has little patience left over for unruly tenants.
Your kid killed my night. I wanted to watch the ball game. You're gonna pay me for 3 hours that I gotta work later?
Hey guys, pay the man for his 3 hours.
I don't have any money.
We don't have any money, you gotta
go. Of which, you haven't given me this week's rent yet.
You don't think I know that, chill.
Bria Van Eight had never acted before. Director Sean Baker found her on a social media website that he bookmarked to show the qualities he wanted in the character. Then when he couldn't seem to find those qualities with established actors, he asked Van Eight if she wanted to audition. She turned out to be a fascinating find, as did six-year-old Brooklyn Prince, whose Mooney has the whole film riding on her tiny shoulders for quite a while.
Could you give us some change, please? We need to buy ice cream.
Because we don't have any money, we just have 5 cents.
Yeah, we just have 5 cents.
And the doctor said we have asthma and we gotta eat ice cream right away.
The Florida Project takes its title from the Disney organization's in-house name for Disney World when it was still just a stack of blueprints in California. But there's an unspoken irony in calling the film the Florida Project, since the motels Mooney plays in have devolved into housing projects. That makes them fertile ground for Baker, whose shot on an iPhone comedy Tangerine took place in an equally down-at-heels neighborhood in L.A. 2 years ago. Happily, the director's aesthetic hasn't been wrecked by his now having the money to pay for 35mm cameras. Everything that was wonderful last time is even better here, from first-time performers who just light up the screen to dialogue that is profane and very funny for a while and then turns resonant and wrenching. Baker has imbued this whole terrific movie with a child's sense of discovery, the sort that can turn a decrepit pastel corner of Orlando that feels far removed from all things Disney into a vibrant cinematic playground. I'm Bob Mondello.